Mr. Ritz, let's talk a little bit about the issue that I'm sure you had a chance to talk with our executive committee of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association today about, and that's country of origin labeling. Right. Lots of concerns. You've had concerns for several years, I know.
Well, everybody's had concerns for a number of years. We're seeing it as a real detriment to the integration that we have with the North American beef market. Certainly, we rely a large amount of our beef processing is done here in the U.S., and as we see plants falter and not get the capacity they need because of the discrimination and segregation that's required under mandatory cool, of course, that's very concerning to us.
When it comes to the current rule, we have obviously got a new rule that's in place, has been for since May of last year. It was in response to previous complaints that U of Mexico had filed with WTO. Is this rule any better?
No, actually, it makes it worse. We're seeing the discrimination actually ramped up more so than it was before. Before that amendment was put into play, we were looking at about $1 billion a year that our industry has identified that they're leaving on the table because of that price discrimination due to the segregation that was required. So we're not seeing it getting better. We're actually seeing it worse. We've taken the U.S. administration back to the WTO on that amendment, and that ruling will be public sometime in September.
And at this point, one of the options available to Canada as well as Mexico would be retaliation.
Yes, that's prescribed under the WTO process to try and recoup that $1 billion plus that we're missing, as I said, leaving it on the table. So we've put out a very comprehensive retaliatory list. It's actually gotten the attention that we thought it should and could. At the end of the day, that's not something that we're happy to do, but you know, anyone who thinks, and I know there's a growing number of people that say, well, Canada will blink, we're too nice, we won't do this, they're absolutely wrong. Certainly, it's high on my agenda.
When it comes to what the United States could do to, you know, make this right with Canada, what would you like to see done? In other words, how could a country of origin bit of information get to our consumers, but at the same time not hurt Canadian producers?
Well, I think it's the way you do it. When it's mandatory, of course, it creates that segregation and discriminatory price system. If you do a voluntary label, which we do in Canada under Product of Canada, you don't have that trade sanction problem. So at the end of the day, I guess we look for something that's more voluntary than this mandatory issue that they have. The ideal outcome would be just a repeal of that piece of legislation. As I've said all along, it's a political response to a problem that does not exist.
So you would like to see not only just the rules retooled, but you'd like to see Congress come in and attack this problem?
Well, even their own agriculture chief economist down here says there's no quantifiable benefit to consumers, but there is quantifiable hurt to the industry, both Canadian and American.
What's the time frame that you're, from your understanding now, assuming, you know, we do get that announcement made public in September?
Whatever date it comes out in September, the U.S. administration has 60 days to register in another appeal, the final one. Then that's about a six-month process after that. You know, with the midterms coming up in the fall, I would expect them to play that card. Having said that, we will then push forward with retaliatory measures. We'll continue to work with the American industry along with Canadian and Mexican industries, as well as the Mexican politicians, to continue the pressure on the U.S. administration to make this right.
It sounds like, obviously, Congress could have maybe addressed in the 2014 Farm Bill. They elected to wait on what WTO was going to do. But once WTO acts, you're looking for action.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we hope to see it in the Farm Bill, but I understood the problems they're having getting the Farm Bill through. They've got it through now, but again, there's no appropriation for it, so really it's a moot point. But at the end of the day, you know, we need something that says that they recognize the North American integration of this marketplace. You know, we're facing huge competition from North America against, you know, major competitors like Australia, like Argentina, like Brazil into some of these emerging marketplaces. We have access to China. We've got a free trade agreement with the European Union on some new tonnage of beef and so forth. So, you know, we need capacity. We need the ability to move forward from that integrated North American platform.
What would that North American beef label look like in your mind, or platform, as you call it?
Well, I know at the end of the Bush administration some years ago, there was talk of a NAFTA label, something that recognized the integration of the North American market. I guess something like that. But at the end of the day, you don't need legislation hanging over you. Nobody wants that other shoe to drop at some point further down the line. So anything that's talked about, I know Senator Stabenow has some proposals out there right now. We look at those seriously. But at the end of the day, if they're the beginning of a process, fine. But we want to see that process defined, leading to repeal and leading to a time frame that is well established. If it's just a band-aid solution to get through the midterms, we're not interested in that.